Hello, everybody. I'm Kenneth Copeland. You got a praise report? Oh, wait a minute. I'll tell you about it later. Don't go away. BVOV testimonies. I have been watching the Believer's Voice of Victory program since the early 90s. I hardly miss a program all these years. KCM has been a blessing to me in more ways than one. I have grown in faith and my knowledge of the Word while being introduced to other great teachers. It's changed my life. I regard Kenneth and Gloria in high esteem. Thank you for all the teaching. I do not take it for granted. I'm blessed because of all the teaching I've received and look forward to much more. Someone is watching BVOV every day, and that's me. God bless you and have a great day. P.L. from Canada. Amen. Glory to God. Isn't that wonderful? Thank you. Give the Lord a praise for that.
Amen.
That's vitally important. Now, testimonies, faith comes by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. But testimonies will build your capacity for more faith. And you begin to think, whoa, it happened for them, it'll happen for me. Because these things are real. And now then, thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Thank you, my Father. The book of James. Look how I've marked this up. I preached my first sermon ever out of the book of James, The Double-Minded Man. Yep. In James chapter 1, let's come up here, verse 19. Wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath. For the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God. Wherefore, lay apart all filthiness,
superfluity, the way I say it.
Superfluity or abundance of naughtiness. Don't you be naughty. Receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your souls, your mind, your will, and your emotion. Isn't that where we are right now?
Ooh, yep.
But you be doers of the word, not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. Now, verse 25. Are you listening? Are you reading?
Yes.
Whoso looks into the perfect, say perfect.
Perfect.
Perfect law of liberty. That's this.
That's it, the word.
This is the perfect law of liberty. It was on the Liberty Bell from the book of Leviticus. Let liberty ring throughout the land, and I'll remind you they rang it till they broke it. The perfect law of liberty, and continue therein, being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, a doer of the word. This man shall be blessed in all of his deeds.
Amen.
Glory to God.
And you know, the verse right here says that it's like a person beholding himself and he goes his way straightway forgets what manner. But then you look into the law of liberty. And it's comparing this to like a mirror.
Yes.
And you know, we've been talking about spirit, soul, and body. And this is one of the things that just transformed my life, because I was used to seeing myself in a mirror and only knowing about my physical body. You know, it's easy to tell our physical body. We can see our physical body.
And he said, let me go on, because I intended to read the rest of that. And he said, you walk away from it, you forget what you look like. Why? Because you didn't make a decision to remember.
But when you're looking at yourself in a mirror, did you know you aren't really seeing yourself? You're seeing a reflection
now,
of yourself.
Now, I read that in your book, and I stopped and thought, that's right. Then I saw one of those funny mirrors.
Yeah.
Where I'd never seen myself like other people see me. And I was confused. A mirror that looked at me correctly, and I was confused because I saw it. I had never seen myself the way you see me. Because I look in the mirror, this is my right. I looked in that one and my right hand was over there. And I tried to shake hands with myself. That's how confused people get.
Think of it this way. You have never looked at your face with your eyes.
No.
You've looked at a reflection, a picture, a drawing. But with your eyes, you can't see your face.
That's right.
So what you've done, you've trained yourself to look at that mirror and you adjust. Like if I wanted to know if my hair is combed, I'm assuming that it is, but I can't see my hair. I have to go look in a mirror and based on what I see, I take action. Well, this is a mirror.
Yes,
it's
it is.
A spiritual mirror.
Oh, that, oh,
you can't see your spirit.
Mm.
You can't feel your spirit either. People will use that terminology and say, well, I feel the spirit, but it's your soul that can perceive the spirit. And if you get your soul in agreement, you can feel things in your soul, but you can't feel the spirit.
That's right.
You can feel the effects of the spirit in your soul. So anyway, my point is you can't see or feel your spirit. So how do you know who you are in the spirit? How do you know what you have? Well, the Word of God is a spiritual mirror.
Yes, it is.
And Jesus said, it's the spirit that quickens. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. So when you're looking into the Word of God, you are seeing who you are in Christ. And if you would just mix it with faith, and when it says that you can lay hands on the sick and they shall recover, you may not feel that in your hands. You may not have any confidence in your physical feelings, but in your spirit, that's what it says. And so you act on what the Spirit says, and all of a sudden, this supernatural power goes to flowing out of you.
Now, feelings are wonderful. And what made me think about this is over here in James 5. I had a little spot right there about the size of a grain of rice. And you can just barely see the scar from it now. And I began to scratch it, and it started itching, and then it got sore. And so I thought, well, I better go have this looked at, and did. And I said, my name's Kenneth Copeland. He said, yeah, I know who you are. He said, my grandparents are your partners. I thought, praise God. I found the right man.
Amen.
And he said, he's Copeland, I expect that's malignant. When he said malignant, I didn't think anything about it. The word malignant didn't mean anything to me. Now, at the sound of it, some people just take it, oh, I'm going to die. Cancer's cancer. It'll probably spread all over me. You start saying that, and it will.
That's exactly true.
I looked at it, and I said, huh. So he sent me over to this other place. But first, I called my pastor. So George came over. Terry came over. And Gloria's very best friend, B.B. Green, was there. John and Kelly were on the phone. So he took his oil and he touched it. And there's just a shock went through my eyes. I said, glory to God, that's it. It actually felt like somebody hooked me up to something. Well, it did. So then I went to and I'm talking about the perfect law of liberty. That's James 5. And so we went over there to the other people, and they opened it up there, and they said, okay, now just stay prepared to be 30 minutes to an hour, because doctor is going to go in here and shave until he gets no more cancer cells. So I sat there 20, 25 minutes, and she came out and said, Mr. Copeland, you are so blessed. I said, she said, there's no more cancer cells. And I said, thank you. She said, you're lucky. I said, no, ma'am, I'm blessed and highly favored.
Amen, amen.
And I told her about Jesus. And while they were doing it, this other woman was over here, and the doctor's messing with this. I turned around to her. I said, I know you believe in God. Do you believe in Jesus? Well, yeah. Have you ever made him Lord of your life? And the doctor said, well, I said, hang on, just all right. But, well, no. So we just prayed together right there in the office.
Yes. Praise
God. Why not take that opportunity? That's all part of it. But it came because of the perfect law.
You know, I've got another testimony about you that you probably may not have heard. But in 2009, I was out golfing in California, or excuse me, in Carolinas, and I didn't put on any sunscreen, and I got a sunburn that was really bad. And I had this thing come up on my ear that was about that big, and it was this black blood blister, and I left it for a couple of months, and it looked bad. And so I just ripped it off. I figured it'd heal. Well, it didn't heal. And from 2009 until 2000 and, or no, that was, anyway, it was some nine to 6 years later.
Oh,
I forget exactly when this was. That thing got worse. It grew. My son said, boy, that thing looks angry. And I never went to a doctor, but I do have a doctor that's on my board, and he looked at it, and he knew I wouldn't accept it if he went to saying something bad about me. So he just says, that thing is a cancer. But so I didn't get an official diagnosis, but a doctor did look at it. Anyway, that went for 6 years, and it would open and it would bleed. And you called me out at a minister's conference. You were praying for somebody else. And George asked me to come up on the stage and agree with you. And you laid hands on me and separated me to the ministry of a prophet. And you laid hands on that ear and probably got blood on your hands because it was bleeding. And did you know within a week of you laying hands on that thing was gone.
Praise God.
And you weren't even praying for that.
No.
You were praying over me and separating
Praise
me as a
God
prophet. But that
more.
Thing, I'd had it for 6 years, and that thing left after you laid hands on me.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
Isn't that awesome?
Oh, it's just our awesome God. Thank you, Jesus, forevermore.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, Andrew, thank you for that testimony.
Well, thank you. And, you know, I never did worry about it. And people would talk to me and say, that thing looks bad. And I said, I don't have to look at it. I can't see my ear. And so it didn't bother me. And that's probably the reason it stayed around 6 years, because I wasn't bothered about it. I didn't worry about it.
Yeah.
But I remember going over to James Robinson's house. He invited me to come to his house. And I went there and spent the night at his house and bled all over his pillowcase. And I thought, that's just terrible. I hated to do that. But praise God. This is what we're talking about.
Yes.
Is that in the spirit realm, you have this supernatural power of God, but you can't see it. And so you have to just go by what the Word says and
The Spirit of God was the one that targeted that. Because I didn't know anything about it.
No, and I knew you didn't because you wouldn't have laid hands on it. It was bad looking.
But, oh, yeah, I would have too.
Well.
But here's my point. The mind of Christ. Mm. We've already talked about that.
Yes.
That cancer didn't surprise him. Mm-mm. He already knew those malignant cells were in his body. So he began to make arrangements to get rid of it. And since Andrew chose to go in that direction, then he just directed that to happen. That had to take place on that minister's conference on that day, that morning, because of the ear.
Yeah.
Now, the Lord had dropped that in me about the office of the prophet. Because I knew in my spirit that it had come up to him and he wasn't going to say anything about it. And it rose up on the inside of me and the Lord said, you lay your hands on him and you take care of business. So I went up there and did. And the healing took place.
And I've got a little video of that. It shows you separating me to the office.
Praise God.
And did you know things changed on the inside of me after that? Not talking about just the physical things, but I don't know how to express this, but I have been a teacher is the gift that I operate in primarily, and I just have an ability to teach the Word of God, and it was supernatural. But when it came to being a prophet, what happened right after that, I went to another meeting that was a political meeting, and they were doing things, and you in the past, I would have looked at it and thought, now, how can I take something I'm learning here and teach other people? That's the way I would have responded. But after you separated me to the ministry of a prophet, I looked at things totally different. Mm-hmm. And I went, and instead of me thinking about how can I use this to teach somebody, I started thinking, how can I use this to motivate the body of Christ? It changed my whole perspective. And the way that the Lord revealed it to me was that, you know, when I went through basic training, I was being trained how to do things. But then you have to have an officer come and organize you to function as a unit. Mm-hmm. If all you did was train troops and they went out and fought individually, you'd lose every war.
Sure you would.
You got to get them all to function together. And the Lord was showing me that that's what a prophet does. A prophet and an apostle, prophet, and evangelist, they begin to start organizing the people and using them.
That's right.
And like that. And it changed my whole look. And now, because of that, we started all kinds of stuff.
John the Baptist, Jesus called him a prophet. A great one.
Mm-hmm. The greatest.
He never did foresee anything except he baptized him in water. And the Lord said, "This is my beloved Son. In him I am well pleased." Then he had to have a prophet to lay his hands on him. Jesus' Father had to have a prophet to lay hands on Jesus, who had all of the gifts. But back there then, nobody knew that. But think about the power of that man. He pointed him out, "Behold, the Lamb of God, which takes away the sin of the world." So he saw into the future, and I believe he saw the cross. He saw into the future, "Behold the Lamb." Look at him, because he takes away the sin of the world. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
And Kenneth, you know another thing that you're involved in my life, and this was in a dream, but God's used you big time. I've never told you these things. We're visiting in front of millions of people.
That's right.
But I had a dream, and in this dream, you and I were playing catch. And you were throwing the ball to me, and I was throwing the ball to you. And we were playing catch, and this lion came out. And I mean, it was ferocious. And it was going to attack me. And I just instantly, I don't know how you know these things, but I instantly knew that that was like the press. That was criticism.
Mm-hmm.
And it was roaring and stuff, and you told me, says, "Ignore it. It can't do a thing to you unless you get into fear." And you told me to just ignore it. And man, I took that as a word from God, that
praise
all of the criticism
God,
and stuff
God.
Like that, that it can't do anything to me unless I get into fear. And I have just ignored. I had the governor of Colorado sue me twice and threatened to put me in jail. And we had an escape route set up in case he came to get me and all these kind of things. And I've just ignored it and dealt with those things. And so God used you again, even in my dreams.
Praise God. Well, you know,
awesome.
We had vacation home there for a while. And I won't go into all of the things that the Lord said about why we should have that property there. But still, the state of Colorado deserves our prayers. That needs a lot of prayers, the government of the state and the general government of the state. And so we just hold it up. Father, we just pray for them now.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
We don't, it's not our job to criticize or judge anyone, but we hold that state up to you. It's precious in your sight. And we give you the honor and
Amen.
The praise in
Amen.
Jesus' name, because every person there, every governor, the governor, everyone in that, all in, every one of them, you died for every one of them. You love them all the same. And we praise you and thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
And it is changing. It is. We've made headway. We had a super majority in the House and Senate, and the governor were all liberals. And they've lost the supermajority. We're gaining on it. They still
Praise.
Have a majority, but they've lost the supermajority. They tried to push this bill through that if they called it dead-naming, if you dead-named your child, if they wanted to be called Susie and you called them Mike because they were a boy, they could come in and take your children away from you. And we had over 700 people go to the Capitol and protest it, and they took that part out. It's still not the way it should be, but anyway, we're making progress.
Praise God.
And the guy who's the Teller County Sheriff, who protected me when the governor was going to come and arrest me, and he told me what we could do, and he says he can't do anything without my help. He's now running for governor.
Amen.
I believe things are turning around.
Amen. Well, we know where Jeremy's going to vote, right?
Jeremy's a good man. He's with us there.
Praise God. That's good.
It's great.
Thank you, Jesus. This is a dream come true for me.
Amen.
Because I've watched this man and been in contact with him so many years. But to have him together with me in this studio is just precious in my heart and mind, and glorious also.
Well, I tell you, Kenneth, everything that the Lord's doing through me is an extension of what you've planted seeds in me that are growing up.
Praise God, Andrew. Well, that's what blesses me beyond measure.
It's the incorruptible seed of God's Word that you put in me. And man, I love the Word of God. I learned that from you.
Praise God, Andrew. And reading his book, I've never seen myself. I've only seen a reflection of myself.
That's awesome.
And I stand there and look, and I refuse to criticize what I see.
Ooh.
I learned better than that a long time ago. And I go through my scriptures every morning while I shave. And I go to bed at night, I love the Lord my God. After I tell Gloria, I love her. First words and last words. I didn't always know that. And I used to get depressed and disgusted with myself. But I realized I'm the only one that can change that.
Mm-hmm. You are. Mm-hmm.
And Gloria was the one to put a stop to the depression long, long time ago. Before her, depression was a way of life for me. I'm in serious stuff. And she came up there and laid down beside me and just put her hand right here. And I was having to struggle to keep from removing her hand. And I realized this thing is a spirit. And then a little bit she got up. And then we moved from there into the home we have now. And I was in her study, and this thing tried to come back. And she just got up and walked over there and put her hands on my shoulder and said, Kenneth, Jesus finds no fault in you, and neither do I. And it was gone. So we'll be back in just a minute, too.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. I said the greater one. The greater one is right here.
Join us for the Southwest Believers Convention with Kenneth Copeland and our special lineup of guest speakers, July 28th through August 2nd. Register at kcm.org/swbc today.
This isn't just a school. It's the revival capital of the world.
At Kenneth Copeland Bible College, receive more than an education. Built on faith, integrity, and excellence, KCBC will help you uncover your God-given gifts, deepen your understanding of God's Word, and build relationships that will last a lifetime. Whether you're looking to build a strong foundation for your future or discover your unique calling, learn it here. Apply today at kcbiblecollege.org.
Hello, I'm Larry Warren. Today is offering day on the Believer's Voice of Victory. John 8:36 tells us, if the Son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. Jesus' death and resurrection provided the foundation for our freedom. He gave us victory over all the curse. That includes freedom from sin, sickness, lack, bondage, as well as fear. His gift of freedom is what makes it possible for us to live a blessed life and a purposeful one, so that we can be empowered to prosper and spread the good news of Jesus Christ. Let's follow Deuteronomy 8:18 today. Thou shalt remember the Lord your God, for it is he that gives you the power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant. Thank you so much, partners, for helping us send the word of faith around the world to people everywhere, so they can live in the freedom God has promised them. And as you give today, allow me to pray a blessing over your offering. Father, it pleases you to bruise Jesus on our behalf, and as we offer his soul as a sacrifice for our sin, you see Abraham's seed in us, and you promised us to prolong our days, and the pleasure of the Lord will prosper in our hands. And because the Lord bore our iniquities, we can now eat and enjoy all the fruit of our labor and be satisfied with all sufficiency in all things so that we may abound to every good work, and we receive it in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, I want to remind you to join us at the Southwest Believers Convention. That's July 28th through August 2nd in Fort Worth, Texas. And listen to who will be there this year. Joining Kenneth Copeland will be Jesse Duplantis, Keith Moore, Bill Winston, Keith Butler, Creflo Dollar, Bill Johnson, Jeremy Pearsons, Nancy Dufresne, Jonathan Shuttlesworth, and Benny Hinn. This is going to be a power-packed, faith-filled experience in God's Word. This entire six-day event is free to attend and will be like none other, so be sure to be there. To get all the information on the Southwest Believers Convention, go to kcm.org/events.
249 years. The only nation in the history of this planet that for 250 years has had the same law of the land, the Constitution of the United States, but it's never been changed. It needs to be shouted about. This is the greatest nation under heaven. Hey, that's because of George Washington. 17th chapter of Genesis. And he dedicated this land. Got down on his knees and looked up and said, "You'll be our God and we'll be your people." And the fight was on. The devil started attacking it right then. The Act of Congress, page one. There was no Washington, D.C. It was in Paul's Temple, which survived 9/11. And we'll see you next week. Go to church somewhere. And, you know, go to church someplace, cause a revival or a riot, one or the other. Somebody said, "Wildfire." Well, okay, I'll come watch you burn.
Amen.
Amen. This is Kenneth Copeland, Andrew Womack, and all of our class reminding you that God loves you, and we love you,
and Jesus is Lord.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Kenneth and Gloria Copeland would like to thank you for praying and sowing into Kenneth Copeland Ministries. We are believing with you for the harvest on the seed you have sown. To give by text, you can text the letters KCM to 36609. Together, we are sending the word of faith to people around the world.